Now we want to talk about other ways of making the city more livable, and that concerns the upcoming City Commission vote on Portland's budget. Here to talk to me more about that is Alex Zielinski, news editor of the Portland Mercury. Welcome back to KBOO, Alex.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
Well, we know that Commissioner Joanne Hardesty has a suggested amendment to Mayor Ted Wheeler's proposed budget, which would emphasize funding parks and recreation by ending the controversial gang enforcement team and making some other changes in the mayor's proposed budget. What have been your observations about the budget process this time around from your many years of following the city's budget process?
Yeah, well, what's striking about this year is specifically kind of Commissioner Hardesty's decision to put forward this really public-facing alternative, or at least some amendments to the current proposed budget. Usually, from my understanding, these conversations kind of happen behind closed doors or during work sessions between commissioners or and the mayor, just kind of discussing which specific pots of money should be maybe dispersed in other ways. But in this case, Commissioner Hardesty kind of, she notified the rest of the commissioners that she'd be putting forward some alternatives, but really put it out in a more public-facing way and shared it online and let everyone know kind of where she stood when it came to how she'd like to see the mayor's budget dollars be kind of reshuffled. And unsurprisingly, a lot of that money that she would like to move is coming from the police bureau, which she's been kind of a long critic for overfunding. And that money, like you said, is suggested to come from what was formerly called the gang enforcement team and since October has been called the gun violence reduction team, and wanting to put the 28 police officers who are currently employed there, or actually I believe it's 32 or so, take them from this really specific team and put them back onto the street, onto normal patrol, largely because there's a criticism around how few police officers are really out there doing quote-unquote, you know, community policing and being able to patrol neighborhoods and being able to respond quickly to things.
And Alex, you have a fairly recent article in the Mercury about the gang enforcement team or the gun violence reduction team. From your research and from listening to critics of that, why has it been so ineffective and what have been the problems with that?
Yeah, well, a lot of this conversation is based on a city audit that came out last March in 2018 that found that the data collection and kind of data, you know, sharing in general within that team wasn't very effective. They weren't, officers who were pulling people over were not really putting in all the right information or being able to follow up on kind of the amount of people that they were actually tracking that were, or even putting behind bars that were even affiliated with the gang. And then there, you know, was this disproportionate number of the people who the gang enforcement team were pulling over that were people of color, specifically African American men, without really any, you know, pulling people over without really any suspicions that they were involved with the gang aside from the color of their skin. And so for that kind of scathing audit really inspired and kind of motivated a lot of Joanne Hardesty's campaign to become a member of City Council. And so kind of going off of that, she's made that the baseline of this current budget discussion. It's tricky because for good reasons, the police department hasn't shared a ton of other information about like what has been going on or changing within that team. But it's hard to really understand from the public's perspective if the team has made any changes based on that audit, aside from maybe renaming itself and saying that they're focusing more on gun data than gang members themselves. But there really isn't too much information pointing otherwise. So on one side, we have Commissioner Hardesty, who's saying that it's a program that really hasn't been doing a great job, has been disproportionately impacting people of color. The other side, you have the Portland Police Bureau arguing that, hey, this is really important. We are collecting data, but we can't really tell you exactly how it's been used or why it's important or maybe even how we're improving the way that we're interacting with people of color. Part of that could be for privacy reasons. Another could just be poor marketing on their end. But it's a tricky conversation without knowing too much of what's going on behind the scenes.
So that has been one of the characteristics of Hardesty's new position here on the City commission bringing to light some of these conversations that had been more secretive in the past. So this effort to make the city's budget process more transparent and also suggesting other places where the police budget might be cut back in terms of defunding body cameras.
Other areas where the commissioner is kind of suggesting cutting back, yeah. And like you said, she suggested cutting the funds that have been kind of earmarked for eventually purchasing body cameras and rolling out a pilot program of police wearing body cameras, arguing that essentially we don't have that much money to even fully afford that program. And if we did, the main people who'd benefit from that would be the police officers themselves, who'd be able to review the videos before it even hits the public. And so it's kind of this accountability tool that's been a little mismarketed to actually just benefit the police officers. And she's also mentioned there's a number of police officer job vacancies right now. The city's kind of notoriously had a troublesome time trying to fill all of the empty positions for officers. And so she suggested one time defunding kind of those salaries while they're sitting empty and using that towards funding the Parks Bureau and funding programs that are currently quite underfunded. And then, you know, if someone's hired, pulling that salary money back and allowing police officers to obviously still be employed, but not letting it really sit while there's a number of other bureaus that need that funding.
And there's been a lot of mobilization, too, pushing back in terms of supporting those community centers and the North Portland pool that was slated to be closed. So that kind of pushback and mobilization among neighborhood and community groups have certainly, once again, given the budget debate a bit more character. And
She certainly has a lot of people on her side. She's chosen kind of a good group to get behind her, which is families and community members and different neighborhood groups who are really concerned that the community centers or pools or recreation programs in their community are going to be cut this budget session, which right now we are, let's see, it's Monday. We're 2 days from the city council's first vote on this budget, and there's no obvious sign that the parks budget is going to be completely funded or that the slated jobs, 50-something full-time jobs that are expected to be cut from the Parks Bureau, that they're going to be fulfilled at all, despite what Commissioner Hardesty is kind of suggesting. It's unclear kind of if the mayor or the other commissioners are really on board with any of those.
And there are also some alternative analyses of the budget from Mary King and Peter Donahue. We have links to those on the Old Mole Variety Hour website, on the KBOO website. And thanks so much, Alex Zielinski, for joining us today. You can follow her stories in the Portland Mercury online or pick it up in print from locations all over town. And we'll have some links to some of her articles about the budget and the gang enforcement team or gun violence reduction team that have been recently profiled in the Mercury. The city council, as Alex mentioned, will take further testimony and vote on approving the budget on this Wednesday, May 22nd, 2 o'clock at the Portland City Hall. And Commissioner Hardesty and other groups have a Facebook event for folks who want to turn out in support of the budget amendments before the vote on Wednesday.